Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the 42nd Psalm, and we ended with the fifth verse in the previous episode. Let me pick up that fifth verse again. And remember who's writing here, okay? This is one of the sons of Korah. It's a mascot, the sons of Korah, writing to the choir master. And they say this in verse 5, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." Now the ESV has the phrasing punctuated a little differently. They say my salvation, and then the "and my God" is the first part of verse 6, and the sentence ends. King James, New American Standard, Lexham, they all start verse 6 with, "Oh my God, within me." And so it's just interesting to watch how punctuation actually is a form of commentary. So picking up verse 6 in the ESV, "My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar." And so we don't really know where Mount Mizar is. It's suspected that it's a mountain as a part of the Mount Hermon chain of mountains. Hermon is one large mountain, but there's many, many mountains in the chain of mountains. And so he's saying what? That my soul is cast down, but I'm remembering you, and I'm remembering you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, Mount Mizar. I'm remembering you everywhere, Lord. I am remembering. Verse 7, he says this, "Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me," or have passed over me, or billowed over me, or rolled over me. He's saying, God, these things that have come against me, that come against the deep, is calling to the deep. I'm hearing. Verse 8, "By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life." So he's acknowledging the loving kindness of the Lord is with him during the daytime, and that at night, the song of the Lord, okay, the very song of the Lord, is a prayer to the God of my life. Verse 9, "I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?" So even though he declares that God is his rock, even though that he declares that the Lord's steadfast love is there with him, okay, and at night his song is with him, and even though he prays to him, he still says he feels like he has been forgotten by the Lord. And he's saying, "Lord, why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy?" In other words, Lord, when are you going to answer me? When are you going to do something? Verse 10, he says, "As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all day long, where's your God?" So his adversaries, and we've seen this in the Psalms of David, we've seen it here in the Psalms of Korah, the sons of Korah, that the adversaries, the oppressors, the enemies are coming against him. They're saying, "Where is your God? Where is your God? Come on." And it's shattering to him. The King James actually says, "As with a sword." It's that type of impact in him. So verse 11, the psalmist picks up the idea again. "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." And so I just love these psalms where he's sitting there going, the psalmist going, "Why are you in despair, my soul? Listen to what you're saying. Yes, God is with you. He hasn't abandoned you, even though you feel like you're abandoned. And even though you cry out and say, God, where are you? You know, why have you forgotten me?" But he knew from the very beginning. He's letting him know. Remember what he said at the beginning? He says, "I'm like a deer who's panting for the flowing streams. My soul is panting for God. When is God going to appear? When shall I come before God? My tears are my food. Remember those? Yeah. And he says, God, I'm crying out to you. Why are you cast down, my soul? Hope in God. Praise him. He's your salvation. And then he remembers that other things are going on. He says, wait a minute. Why are you in despair, my soul? Even though the enemies are coming, why are you cast down? Put your hope in God. He says it twice. I think this may be a word for many of us. Why are you cast down? Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed? Why is there turmoil? Why are you disquieted? Isn't that a great way the King James puts it? Hope in God, for I shall praise him. I will praise my salvation and my God. Tell you what, folks, when our spirit, when our soul starts to feel this way, be reminded of these Psalms. Go to these Psalms and do what they say. Hope in God. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you next episode.